Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 89.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Humphrey. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Humphrey.
Good morning. I'd like to recite the prayer given by Reverend Jacob Duché. It's the first prayer of the Continental Congress in 1774 in Philadelphia. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of kings and Lord of lords, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers on earth, and reignest with power supreme and uncontrolled over all the kingdoms, empires, and governments, look down in mercy, we beseech thee, on these our American states, who have fled up to thee from the rod of the oppressor, and thrown themselves on thy gracious protection, desiring to be henceforth dependent only on thee. To thee have they appealed for the righteousness of their cause. To thee do they now look upon for that countenance and support which thou alone canst give. Take them therefore, Heavenly Father, under thy nurturing care. Give them wisdom and counsel and valor in the field. Defeat the malicious designs of our cruel adversaries. Convince them of the unrighteousness of their cause, and if they persist in their sanguinary purposes of own unerring justice, sounding in their hearts, constrain them to drop the weapons of war from their unnerved hands in the day of battle. Be thou present, O God of wisdom, and direct the counsels of this honorable assembly. Enable them to settle things on the best and surest foundation, that the scene of blood may be speedily closed, that order, harmony, and peace may be effectually restored, and truth and justice, religion and piety prevail and flourish amongst the people. Preserve the health of their bodies and vigor of their minds. Shower down on them and the millions they here represent such temporal blessings as thou seest expedient for them in this world, and crown them with everlasting glory in the world to come. All this we ask in the name and through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy Son and our Savior. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The lady from New Hanover, Representative Grange, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 1st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Grange moves the journal for July 1st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Messages from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message received on June 24, 2019, that the House of Representatives failed to concur with House Bill 99, Senate Committee Substitute 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to establish alcohol law enforcement as a separate division of the Department of Public Safety and to clarify the jurisdiction of primary responsibilities of the alcohol law enforcement agents as approved conferees, the President Pro Tem appoints Senator Sanderson Chair, Senators Britt, Horner, Daniel, Brown, Fitch, on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by the honorable body at the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
House Bill 80, Senate Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to regulate unattended equipment used for waterfowl hunting in Roanoke Rapids, Lake Northampton, and Halifax counties for concurrence with the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counted for July 8th.
House Bill 106, Senate Committee Substitute Fifth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to approve the inmate health and the reimbursement of internal processes and to establish the telemedicine program, in addition with directing the Department of Public Safety and partner with the Department of Health and Human Services for the purchase of certain medications for inmates, to direct the Department of Public Safety to issue request for proposal for partnership between North Carolina 340B program entities and for four North Carolina prison regions to direct the Department of Public Safety to partner with the University of North Carolina Health System to shift prescribing authority for certain medications, to direct the Department of Public Safety to submit various reports in Joint Legislative Oversight Committee on Justice and Public Safety and the Physical Research Division for concurrence from the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter for July 8th.
House Bill 156, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to improve access to certain assets of Swain County Settlement Trust for Fund for the Board of Commissioners of Swain County for concurrence from the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter for July 8th.
House Bill 211, Senate Committee Substitute, Sixth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to motor vehicle laws of the state for concurrence from the Committee Substitute.
Counter July 8th.
House Bill 217, Senate Committee Substitute, Fifth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make miscellaneous and technical changes to the statutes related to the Department of Information Technology, amend various statutes relating to the state agencies, cybersecurity, and to amend various statutes relating to the Emergency Telephone Service of 911 Board for concurrence and Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter July 8th.
House Bill 337, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend laws governing the transfer of salvage vehicles, removing notary requirements, permitting electronic signatures, and allowing access to Division of Motor Vehicles on salvage vehicles title processing for concurrence and Senate Committee Substitute Number 1.
Counter July 8th.
House Bill 758, Committee Substitute, Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled to expand the membership of certain metropolitan sewage districts and to direct the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to study the wildlife enhancement, invasive special control, and natural habitat restoration properties managed of the state and for concurrence of Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter for July 8th.
Senate Bill 267, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to restrict the use of quarter-cent sales tax proceeds Buncombe County for community college needs at Asheville-Buncombe Technical Community College.
Bills refer to rules.
Senate Bill 462, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to replace North Carolina education requirements to become licensed for certified appraisers with the requirements of Appraisal Foundation Appraisers Qualification Board and to allow the North Carolina Appraisal Board to collect new fees to make other modifications that would allow the North Carolina Appraisal Management Companies to be placed on the Appraisal Management Company National Register and to modify certain JMAC awards.
Bills refer to rules.
Senate Bill 681, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to establish the Rural Health of Stabilization Program.
Bills refer to rules.
House Bill 170, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, a bill to be entitled an act removing the cap of satellite annexation for the city of Ashbury and the town of Bunn, Franklinton, and Youngsville, concurrence in the City Committee Substitute.
Counter July 8th.
House Bill 285, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act removing certain restrictions from satellite annexation for the city of Sanford and the town of Beaufort for concurrence in Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter July 8th.
House Bill 329, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to, number one, accept electrical vehicle change stations from regulation of public utilities, two, require the Environmental Management Commission to adopt rules to establish regulatory program to govern the management of end-of-life photovoltaic modules and to energy systems.
Counter July.
House Bill 629, Senate Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize an agreement with out-of-state law enforcement agencies, concurrence of Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter July 8th.
House Bill 761, Committee Substitute Number 2, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify the Department of Health and Human Services as authorized agents and local health department shall have no liability for wastewater system failures that are direct results of certain evaluation conducted by licensed soil scientists and licensed geologists for concurrence in Senate Committee Substitute Number 1.
Counter for July 8th.
Senate Bill 579, Committee of Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act authorizing the Joint Legislative Program Evaluation Committee to direct the Program Evaluation Division to study alternative organization and management structures for the Division of Adult Correction and Juvenile Justice of the Department of Public Safety.
Bill is referred to rules.
Senate Bill 590, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify continuing education requirements for real estate brokers and to modify real estate licensing requirements for the timeshare salespeople.
Bills referred to rules. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that Senate Bill 301 be removed from the Committee on Rules, referred to the Committee on Education K-12 with a serial referral to rules added to that. Also as to Senate Bill 476, Chair directs the bill be removed from Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education K-12, and also a serial referral thereafter to rules added. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that House Bill 170, House Bill 285, which were previously read in, are also ruled material. However, they still are on the calendar for Monday, July 8th. Members, and the clerk will be sending an email out this. The session on Monday will be at 2 p.m., but that is a no-vote session at 2. However, there will be votes at 7 p.m. So there will be votes at 7 p.m. on Monday, but for administrative purposes, there'll be an initial session at 2 p.m. Notices or announcements? Seeing none, the lady from New Hanover, Representative Grange, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, July 8th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Grange moves, seconded by Representative Cleveland, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, July 8th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1 and pursuant to earlier announcement by the Chair, 2 p.m. session will be administrative only. However, votes will occur at 7 p.m. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.